I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Worldwide. Podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Back on the scene.
With your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Here we go.
Gamertag Radio listeners, welcome to another episode of GTR. We have a brand new show, brand new episode, and this one is really cool and very, very special. This was recorded during PodFest Multimedia Expo 2018 in Orlando, Florida, a couple days ago. It was our first live podcast in 13 years, and we invited people from the community and also friends and family that were there. It was really, really awesome. I hope you enjoy this. This was a great conversation. And thank you to Neil Galarte of Wildstyle Media. He was the one that was hosting the session, and he asked us some great questions. We talked a lot about ourselves, a lot about the Gamertag Radio documentary coming out on February 25th, the 13th anniversary of GTR. And it's called Gamertag Radio, A Podcast Story. This is going to be totally free, and you can watch it on Twitch live, or if you miss it live, you could also watch it on video on demand on Twitch and YouTube. But I highly recommend it for you to watch during the stream on Twitch, because we want to do something special. We really want to make history. This is like our first official film about the podcast, and I truly, truly need your support. So right now, bookmark it, put on your Google Calendar, your iPhone, or anywhere that any device you use, make sure to put on the date right there, February 25th at 5 p.m. Pacific, and make sure to tune in live on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv/GamertagRadio. All right, so this episode of Gamertag Radio is also sponsored by CBS Interactive. Right now, one of my favorite shows. I'm a huge, guys, look, I'm a huge fan of this show. I watch it every year for years. I'm always recording a DVR and everything, right? But this one is different. This one is different, in my opinion, because, you know, now I've been traveling a lot and I've been watching the show on the go. So that's why I use CBS All Access to watch Celebrity Big Brother. Yes, this is one of the shortest Big Brother seasons ever, but man, there's so much drama. Woo, so much drama. And I know there's a lot of you out there that listen to GTR, that also fans of Big Brother. And we've been talking about this on Discord and all that stuff. So this season, the celebs are in the house. The first ever edition of Celebrity Big Brother is in full swing. And CBS All Access subscribers can stream new episodes live, which I did during the event at PodFest. And also, I missed a couple episodes and I watched it recorded during my trip. But not only that, you could also watch behind the scenes live stream 24/7. You never know what's going down at the house. Make sure to tune in CBA All Access all the time. Plus, but tune in multiple times each week for house guest challenges, competition, and evictions hosted by Julian Chen. The Celebrity Big Brother cast features a bunch of people, Amber Rosa, Shannon Elizabeth, one of my favorites, I think, for this season. I'm rooting for her. I'm rooting for Shannon. That's a lot of people too. Metal War Peace, Chuck Liddell, and so on. Go right now and sign up for a week free trial of CBS All Access. Just go to cbs.com/gamertag. All right, so let's go live from PodFest. Until next time.
There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential. And the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
you could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
At LV, our home insurance comes from the heart. It's not just about giving you a personal claims handler to take care of you all the way. It's about looking after you in other ways too. Like when you go direct to us, buy online and get a massive 25% discount. To see how much you could save with the Which Insurance Provider of the Year 2017, go direct to lv.com. Online discount for new customers only, excludes home emergency and home legal expenses.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, well, I want to welcome everybody here to PodFest. Is this your first PodFest? Raise your hand. If you're a podcaster, if you're family, raise your hand. All right. Well, my name is Neil Gallarte. I'm the host of All Things Post podcast. We interview people from all over the world that do the behind the scenes of shows like Empire, Supergirl, like all your music producers. We interview people that do the behind the scenes work. I've also been here since like PodFest Zero. So I'm super excited to see how much it's grown that we can actually have this caliber of a guest now at this PodFest is actually amazing. Super honored to be here today, to be asked to even have an opportunity to talk to these amazing guys. We have some great history. So what we're going to do today is we're going to sort of get to really know who they are. We've got some great media to share with you. They've got some exciting news. They've expanded. They've grown. I think they're just famous. That's how every time I see them, I tell everybody, yo, this is Gamertag. They're famous. So again, we're going to leave a little time at the end, I'm sure, for Q&A. And we're just going to be very informal. It's going to be fun. But I want to start by kicking off introducing the guys, having them sort of tell them you a little bit about themselves, because there's people here that probably never heard of it. If you've never heard Gamertag Radio before, please raise your hand. You can be honest. We're not going to. All right. So.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio
Worldwide
with your hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Woo! Yeah.
You want to hear that again in Spanish?
No, in Spanish.
So, Danny, tell them before I go to you guys introducing yourselves. These are the guys. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves individually so that they can get to know you a little bit?
Yeah, my name is Danny Pena, founder and co-host of Gamertag Radio, and been podcasting since a very long time. And yeah, I'm a huge gamer, fan of games for sure.
I'd like to point out that you're supposed to say something about yourself.
Other than I'm a huge gamer.
No, he'll get back in a second. So my name is Paris Lilly. I'm a co-host on Gamertag Radio, and I've been a part of the show since 2013, but my story actually goes a lot further than that. This guy, Danny Pena, was my inspiration to get into podcasting in the first place. I used to listen to... I used to listen to Gamertag Radio back in 2005. He used to go on a gaming website called Team Xbox. He used to go on those forums and just spam them up. Just come listen to my show. So I would listen to his show, and I remember he got a huge scoop for the unveil of the Xbox 360. They had like this event down in Hollywood. He got some of the people that were there, and they were talking about the Xbox 360 at the time, Perfect Dark, Zero, all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing ever. And I became a loyal listener of his podcast and really admired him. And at some point in 2006, he got to go to the Xbox campus up in Redmond, Washington for a game. I believe it was like Lord of the Rings or something like that. And he was on video. And I'm like, I know that dude. He does a podcast I listen to. And he get to go to Microsoft? I want to do this too. So I reached out to him via email. It took him about 3 weeks to respond to me, but he responded to me and he was a big help so I could start my own podcast. He told me the kind of equipment I needed to get, how to edit, things of that nature. He was a huge help early on, 2006. So I started my own podcast. Had a lot of success doing that on my own with my own crew. Did it till about 2011. Things happened. Some of the people that I work with actually moved on into the gaming industry, and they're still there to this day. And I decided it wasn't fun for me anymore, so I retired. But during this entire time, from 2006 up until 2013 when I joined Gamertag Radio, these have been two of my best friends in the world. It didn't matter that I wasn't podcasting anymore. They were always there for me. They were always being very helpful. So when the time came in 2013 and they asked me, hey, why don't you join us? Why don't you become a part of Gamertag Radio? It's just a no-brainer. And here we are in 2018. And that was the funny thing. When I wanted to start in 2013, I'm like, I don't know. I'll do this part-time. When I get time, I'll join you guys. You know, no, don't put any pressure on me. I don't think I've ever... It's been full time from day ever since 5 years. So we've had a great time, and it's an honor that I'm here to be able to talk to all you guys about Gamertag Radio. So I'm Paris.
Paris.
How do you follow that up?
I know, right?
Just say you're the janitor, man. Just say you're the janitor at this point.
Exactly. That's it. All right. So I'm Peter Toledo, the third host, the third head of the dragon here. We like to call it Voltron. But there's only three of us. I met Danny, what, 2007? 2008. My wife, Alicia, who is not here, she introduced me to Danny. She used to work with him. And she was like, you know, there's this guy that I work with, Danny. He loves video games. He's basically you. And she's like, I think you guys would be great. You know, I think you guys would be, you know, you guys would become good, good friends. So went to his house. He was playing. He was having a Guitar Hero party in his backyard. And it gets better. He was like showing it on the wall on his house.
Projection part.
Okay. He had it projected up on this two-story house. And I walked in the backyard thinking, okay, yeah, we're just going to go hang out. And then I saw this. I was like, I'm not ready for this. And then from there, you know, he had some special build from Xbox to display the new dashboard that hadn't even been released. It was like 6 months in advance. And I was like, how do you do that? Like, yeah, pretty much. He broke NDA. And so from then on, you know, just I would hassle him. I'd be like, hey, dude, how do you do this? You know, like, how are you in gaming? You know, how are you associated? How do you get all this access? And same as in Paris's case, he ignored me first. And I guess he was just trying to test me to see if I actually wanted to do this or if I was just trying to go for the quick grab or something. And so eventually he was like, yeah, sure, you know, let's see what you got. You know, and this is like a crazy story, and it's like to this day, it's still one of my biggest failures. He's like, okay, well, let's see what you got. What are you doing next Friday? I'm like, well, I don't know, I'm not doing anything. He's like, okay, well, you're going to go to San Francisco. You're going to go to the headquarters of EA, Redwood Shores. You're going to go to their campus. You're going to go to, Summer Showcase? Yeah, EA Summer Showcase, where they're showcasing all the new games for the coming year, right? And I'm like, all right, sure. What do I get to do? He's like, oh, well, you're a microphone, recorder, you know, just interview people and get footage for the show, for the website. I'm like, okay, sure, I can do that. First night I'm there, I'm at the hotel waiting. I'm having drinks. I'm talking to this guy. We're having a phenomenal, one of the best conversations about music games that I've probably ever had, you know, since being part of GTR. And at the end of the conversation, I'm like, what's your name? And he's like, oh, my name is Sean. I'm the community manager at Harmonix. And I'm like, oh my God. So literally we're there talking for about an hour and a half, talking about Rock Band, Guitar Hero, you know, how music and being in gaming and everything. And that probably was my best interview, I'd say, even going up to 2018. And that taught me a valuable lesson. Always be ready, always be prepared. Next thing you know, almost 10 years later, I'll have the pleasure of standing next to, you know, the inaugural Hall of Fame winner, Danny Pena. Yeah. He's a legend in this industry, and it's something that we've always said. I think it's something Paris has said on numerous occasions, as well as I. It's the hardest working man in video games, and it's a pleasure to call him a friend and a confidant. Him too, I guess.
Wow, how do you follow that? Well, he gives a great segue because you led up right up to where I met Danny, which is the Hall of Fame, pretty much that time of life when he had won that. And I kind of want to, we've got a lot of things we want to showcase today, guys. They got some big things in the pipeline, but I kind of want to connect the dots for a second of why we're here together. Like, why am I here with them? And a big part of it is that when I met Danny Pena, right? It was way before when he was being like a keynote at PodFest, I think it was, right, Danny? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were at, was it 2 years ago?
3 years ago.
3 years ago. And so, you know, we were going to make this movie called The Messengers. And if you guys don't know, it's going to play right after this, right across the hall. And I had the honor to direct and edit that film, right? So when I was assigned to follow this kid named Danny Pena, I'd never heard of, and didn't know anything about. I was told that I had to fly across the country and follow this kid who loves gaming and his boys and get their story. Now, what no one really knew about me where I was at in that time was I grew up very much like he did. I watched your documentary, which we're going to talk about. And as I watched it, I realized we have a very similar background, right? I started in video and I started with a Super Nintendo and I made sound effects and I recorded myself doing voices. So I had that same life of doing this for a very long time. So I go to Los Angeles, right? I don't know the superstars here. I only knew this. I need to follow this kid. I had no idea where I was going. I had no idea where I was sleeping. I didn't have any plans. They literally flew me to LA and they didn't plan for me to have a place to sleep. So I go and Danny's like, it's cool. It's cool, man. My guys are cool. They're just come with me. And then we're going to go to E3 and it's cool. It's this little thing, man. It's really cool. You're going to love it. Just follow me. Where we go. So like, Danny is, everything's little to Danny, but this is what I walked into. The largest gaming convention on the planet. Okay? I was fat. So, mind you, walking across the LA Convention Center, I think I weighed almost 100 pounds more than I do today. And walking across the convention center with this kid is impossible. Okay? And then he tells me, yeah, the guys are really cool. You'll meet them, right? But the guys are really famous was what he should have said, because everywhere I went with that little camera, everybody wanted to meet these guys, or they were pulling them in a room. Xbox calls them over here, and Ubisoft, and all these amazing companies that all I ever did was dream of. You know, I just played their games, and now I'm standing in the room with the guy in charge of Xbox, because the little guy is here. He really played it down. And where am I going with all this is that basically our relationship is we followed these amazing guys around in Los Angeles. We recorded so much footage about Gamertag, their history, who they are. We followed them to CBS Radio. Like, how cool is it for me that these guys just go, hey, yeah, we're in town and we want to record our show. Sure, we can go to the biggest radio station in LA. Sure, yeah, let's go. But then Danny's version of me is, bro, just follow me. We're going to go to a little spot real quick. And we're gonna interview some people. Yeah. So I walk in, and some people is Harry Duran of Podcast Junkies, who's now a big podcaster, but back then he was just little Harry. But like he did with them, Danny invited Harry to interview them. He gave another podcaster a chance. He always does that. When he gets a big opportunity, he gives somebody a chance to be part of that opportunity. Today, Harry Duran is one of the biggest podcasts because maybe not because of that day, but something you did that day led to that, okay? And today we've released a film. It's on Amazon. They're all over it. And that's sort of my claim to how I know these guys, okay? So it's a super honor for me to be here. But now, since that film has been released, they've gone on to big, big things. I'm going to let them tell you about it, but that's kind of where we're going to be. We want to showcase something special about the documentary that Danny's doing. So he calls me up and he says, so, you know, man, just like always, I just want to do this little video because when we were in LA, I was like, yo, I want to help you with your documentary. I don't care what it costs. I won't charge what I charged everybody else. And I just want to be a little part of Gamertag. Like, I know I'm not going to be on your show, but anything in my video arsenal, I want to help these guys. He's like, sure. One day we'll do it. It's all good. We'll get a sponsor. Everything's good, man. Xbox, whatever. Let's do this little movie. Then he tells me, yeah, I already made the movie. Forgot to tell you. But I edited the movie, and I edited it all in iMovie, man. The entire movie in iMovie. And I said, and I just want you to help me, Neil. Can you just do the intro and the outro? And that's where we are today. Right? So today, they're here. We're going to showcase a little bit about their documentary. We're going to talk about Twitch and all the amazing things that you guys are doing there. But I just kind of wanted to catch everybody up to speed. That our history is Danny deflates it, and then I meet reality, right? So I would like to show you, if it's cool with you, Danny, the trailer to the documentary.
Go for it.
Yeah. I know we'll go into gaming and a few other things, but I want to make sure in the limited time we have that they see.
But before you show the trailer, the thing what happened was back in December, I lost all my files, my hard drive died, and I had no backup. So the way how I got all this stuff was using Internet Archive. I went to like a lot of old sites and I found my old videos or stuff like that. And then I think I also found like old footage on YouTube and I downloaded it from there, and it's pretty cool. So enjoy it.
Goal, you even gave us footage that was for our film.
From your film.
We stored it.
Yeah.
And we had it for that.
There you go. But the reason why I did it on iMovie, I just want to prove a point that it doesn't matter doesn't matter the equipment that you have, doesn't matter the expensive mics, doesn't matter. What matters is the content.
Absolutely. Has anybody here ever edited an iMovie or anything like that, a video? I know you have.
It's a free software.
So as an editor, I just want to say, like, I was super impressed. I didn't know what he cut in. He didn't tell me at first. And I want you to get a taste of Gamertag, a podcast story.
Godfrey is the king of podcasts.
Podcasting, word of mouth, it's all about the community.
Don't do a show that pleases others. Be yourself.
He just always enjoyed connecting with people.
I mean, the guy's walking around with a cassette deck.
He's a master of his craft.
Gamertag's a big deal.
Never forget where you came from.
Riding from the bottom, coming all the way up to the top.
I can do this.
Yo sé que Gamertag Radio va a llegar muy, muy lejos.
Oh, that makes some noise!
I didn't want to reveal too much. I'm like, let me put a little clip. But it's really cool. It took me almost 2 months to do it. And I was always sharing my video to Neil. Like, Neil, tell me, please, let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. It was very rough. But I was watching it like over and over. Every day I will take notes. And then I think I found like the right story. So
Let's walk him through, because he's, again, super humble, right? I cut a movie 58 minutes in a high-end software. It took me 90 days, okay? He cut a movie longer than mine, faster than mine, in iMovie. I mean, like, but what I'm trying to share about that is, if you want to do something, want to make a record, you want to be a DJ, you want to be a videographer, and someone tells you that you have to get the equipment, that you can't do it until you buy a camera, you can't do it until you're in the best clubs, you can't, it's crap. Because he wanted to make this so bad, and he didn't have the resources to go pay $30,000 for someone to cut it, or them as a unit would have to come up with all these amazing marketing expenses. He just made it happen. And then with a little help from his friends, he kind of tidied it up, and now it's going to be premiered worldwide here pretty soon. Tell them about the premieres coming up, and then we'll show them a little
bit. Yeah, we're planning to premiere it on Twitch on the 25th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have it there, and then video on demand.
And for the
Twitch,
people recording,
YouTube.
Tell them what Twitch is.
Twitch is one of the biggest, well-known live streaming service. Amazon bought them, I think, was a couple of years ago for like $2 billion.
One of the largest gaming websites in the world.
Yeah, but it's not only gaming. They're also doing other stuff,
live
too.
Streaming.
Like live stream about makeup or wrestling or... You know, and now they get into podcasting, too.
And it's going to premiere in some unique places outside of the U.S., like...
Hmm?
It's going to premiere outside of the U.S.
Oh, yeah. So I could talk about it later. But tomorrow, tomorrow we're going to have a screening in Dominican Republic. We have like a cool gaming community over there. And also in Puerto Rico. I just found this out like a couple hours ago. So tomorrow, at the same time tomorrow. That was just word of mouth. And our listeners was the one that was supporting us. Like, you know what? Let's do this locally in our area. So very excited.
A movie made in iMovie is going to go to another country to be premiered. And I've been doing
two.
And I can barely get mine premiered at the local Walmart.
You know, again.
Thanks.
You know what,
next time, call you.
Before we show this on the reel, like... If you a content creator, I think at the end of the day, it's the connection you have with your viewers or listeners. Like today, we've been walking around taking pictures with people, and they're like, "Yo, I listen to the show. I'm a big fan." And Paris was walking, and somebody was like screaming, "Hey, Paris!" Like, and he never met them, you know, but they feel like they know us.
Yeah.
Like we're boys, you know, we're friends or whatever. You know,
so. Before we play this, what did you guys think, Paris and when he first said, "I want to make a documentary"? He didn't say, "I want to do another episode of our show." He said, "I want to make a movie." What were your first thoughts to that?
I thought he was crazy personally, but he was starting to mention, because we knew we had all that footage that you shot a couple years ago at E3, and he mentioned he wanted to get it, and he was thinking very small level with it. Hey, let's just put something together for our loyal community. You know, they can just see some of the other behind the scenes footage that we had. And as the week started to go on, every day, "Yo, Paris, can check this out. Can you check this out, please?" And I'm like, okay. And then I'll go check it out. Hey, this is starting to look pretty good. Oh my God, where did you get this from? He started scouring the internet, finding all this old footage of us, and it slowly but surely started coming together. And I would say even about halfway through, it started to click, and I'm like, he's on to something here. Mm-hmm. This is really good. And then, you know, you started to add extra layers to it. You start cutting some stuff out to make it, you know, more streamlined. And I think what you guys will get to see on the 25th is something pretty special, especially since he did it all himself. Mm-hmm. You know, and all props goes to him. It was his idea. Neither one of us were thinking about it. It was all him that thought to do this. And I know Danny's very proud of it, and I am too.
P, how about you, buddy? When you first heard about it, first thoughts?
Yeah, like Perry said, I was shocked, and I was like, why? Right?
Great question. I mean, we got a popular show. We were already recently in one. Why do it again?
No, exactly. And I was like, why? Okay, fine. You explained it. Okay, fine. I understand why. How much content you're going to have. So you're going to have like a 15-minute video on Twitch or on YouTube, and then, okay, fine. And like Paris was saying, a couple weeks later, you know, Danny's disappearing on chat. Like, we don't talk to him. Mind you, we have our own like private Google chat that's just the three of us, and we talk to each other more than we talk to our significant others. You know, Danny's fiance is here. She can attest to it. You can see her nodding her head. It's true. Actually, you can ask both of our wives, and yeah, it's the same. We talk to them. We talk to each other probably more than we talk to our wives. And you know, Danny was disappearing further and further into the background. And hey, Danny, what are you doing? Oh no, I'm just chopping a little video here and there, hitting there. And it grew. It just exploded. And he probably sent 43 links or something like that of like, hey, check out. Here's where I'm at now. Here's where I'm at now. And I was ignoring them. I didn't want to see it because he was talking about it so much. I was like, you know what? Just send it to me when you're done. and he sent me the final one after it was done. And I watched it. I was at work and I watched it. and I stopped it 45 minutes in. And I called him and I was like, holy crap. Like, I had sat there. I got like a bundle of like Kleenex on the table because I had been crying and then laughing and then crying and then laughing. And it's more so because of the stories, the interactions, and just seeing the connections that, you know, obviously through Danny, the rest of us have been able to make with, mm-hmm. you know, our community, people in the industry now, you know, having seen like people like Mandy, who is used to be a part of our show. She's now working in the game industry. She's working for a Fortune 500 company. And then seeing all the other people that we communicate with on a daily basis, almost in the gaming industry, you know, talking about us, you know, and putting us up on this pedestal. And at the end of the day, I still see the three of us as just three guys who talk on the internet about video games. So, yeah, you know, that's
seeing the retro footage. When I watched it, what made me, I even told you, I got a little emotional. I wasn't part of your journey, but you made me remember coming from Venezuela, a little Latin kid playing with games, you know, and then he took it back. When you see it, you'll see it. He takes you way back. And then you see how they came into his life and how it changed and how all the friends that they remotely touched are now big people in the gaming industry. So it's an amazing documentary. And funny you said that he disappeared, because I remember texting him one night, and I'm going to show you this. I said, Danny, you forgot about me. Like, I told him, like, I feel like I'm not even on your radar anymore. For like a couple of months, I was the cool kid, right? Oh yeah, I called Danny Pena. Yeah, working with him on some projects. But then he randomly calls me up. I guess he had finished it, the first draft. And he tells me, Neil, I just got to change the ending. It's not The Messengers, but I just want you to watch it. And then he tells me, and I just wanted to know, would you be willing to help me just do the intro and the end credits? That's it. I did everything else, but I just want to give it, I just want to kick off really, really well. So I'm super excited to show you, because I didn't think we were going to show it until the premiere, but he wants to sort of show that. So I want to show you guys just a little bit of what we were very honored to help to be a tiny part of the film. And this is the beginning, very intro of the Gamertag film. So
intro.
That's how it opens.
Wild Style.
And big shout out to my team right here, Wild Style Media, for staying up super late nights while we made that for them. Is the next one the outro?
Let's go next. I don't remember. Oh, so yeah, this is for the screening tomorrow at Dominican Republic. This university is called InTech. Big, big school, man. I'm very proud about that, so I'm very excited.
And
all right, so next.
Well, the before we go to that, since we're that's kind of the intro of the movie. It's
exciting. Okay.
What's sort of tell everybody, because we're not in your everyday lives, right? You guys all have real lives, real jobs, real families, right? What's next for you? Like, the film is cool. It's coming out, right? Then you go on Twitch. You get on this major website. Okay. Then your CBS contract with CBS Radio. You guys are amazing successes in the podcast industry. Walking around today, letting people know I was going to be here. Everybody, what time are they getting here? I want to see them. They're so cool. I told Paris, I feel like I was just like a fanboy. Like, yo, I get to hang with them, right? Tell me where, and you guys can each individually answer this, please. What's next for you? What's that next little Danny? Oh, it's just a little idea, Paris. What's next? And for you two guys, I mean, I know you on your own horizons, do you have anything you guys want to do or convince Danny to do?
Here's the thing. I've been also working on another project.
Ay, Dios mío.
The thing is, I can't say what it is just yet, but it's one of the most craziest things we've ever done. We've never done this before. That's all I can say. And we're going to release it sometime the end of this
every
month.
Every time I talk to you, you say this is going to be the craziest thing
it's,
we've ever done.
Honestly, I think it's a game changer for us. It's a game changer.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've been working on it since October.
Nice.
I can't wait. That's all. A couple more weeks.
Yeah. Don't worry. I can tell you exactly what it is. The crazy thing he's going to do, he's actually going to listen to us for
whoa!
Once. It's amazing.
Whoa. Give us the exclusive.
No, he is right, though. What we're working on, I think, is something that'll be unique. If you're in the gaming space and you get to check it out, I think you guys will really enjoy it. As for myself, I can't say. I really can't.
You guys are making me look like I can't pull anything out of you.
I can't say because, matter of fact, I had a conversation yesterday about a path I could potentially go down, but
supermodel work.
I can't. No. Oh.
Look at his arms, ladies and gentlemen. No. I'm just saying. Just saying. I'm guessing based on the physique. Paris.
So as Denny and Paris have alluded to, you know, obviously, and Neil mentioned it also, Twitch has been a huge thing for us. And Paris and I are going to take credit for this. We've been talking to Danny and been trying to implore him to let's do video.
Wow.
Video. It wasn't the messenger's thing.
This went out for years.
But yeah, we got to do video. Even people in the community, there's some people in the video, in the teaser trailer that were there, that were the ones telling us, go to video. That's where that's the next evolution for you guys are. And I don't know if it was just fear of the unknown or just, you know, it was, you know, foreign territory for us because we were comfortable just doing the podcast. And when we finally made that leap, you know, we were gracious enough to actually get approached by Twitch, to become partners, with Twitch, which with that comes a whole nother, you know, ballgame, a whole nother bevy of responsibilities and abilities for the show. So now, you know, we're streaming our live show twice a week.
That's awesome.
On Twitch, you know, and it gets broadcasted. We've had, you know, 2,000-3,000 people watching our show at one time, you know, because of, you know, the level of guests that we're able to pull as a result of now, on top of having, like you've mentioned, you know, the CBS relationship now,
right,
you know,
you're famous, like I keep trying to tell you, they just don't want to accept it.
So now, you know, now we're featured on Twitch, you know, Paris and I and Danny as well. And it's been amazing to see him actually take that, you know, that nudge that we've been giving him. And actually with those arms, it's more of a push.
But, it's more of a push.
So it's been fantastic to actually see Danny going into that foreign space and, you know, jumping into it and interacting with people as, you know, he's playing with her. And Paris and I will probably play the same game for the next year, whereas Danny will play 37 games in a 2-week span.
Yeah.
You know, just and that's the personalities between all of us that allows us to do that.
Paris.
I don't want to hijack it from you, brother, but I want to take it this direction to allude to what Pete is saying right now. The thing about the three of us is we're not all the same.
Oh,
and
no.
We all are very strong-minded people, and we all have our own opinions on different things. And that's what I think makes the show great and unique, because they might agree on something, and I'll come right behind them and be like, I disagree, and here's why.
We have video
vice versa. Yeah, there's video of it. But a joke that Danny and I had just takes place. It's a game called Titanfall. If you're into video games, you might know about this. 2014, we went to a event in Los Angeles for this game. And we're used to going to preview events. We do it all the time. That was the first one where we walked in and we noticed the change. There's not a lot of podcasters and journalists at this event. It was all people who live stream or are content creators on YouTube. And we were literally the only two podcasters there.
Wow.
And we turn to each other and we go, we're dinosaurs. We're about to go extinct. And the reason I bring that up is, saying like Peter saying with the video, we love podcasting. We're never going to stop podcasting. That is what brought us all together, and we'll continue to do that. But supplementing
Absolutely.
That with Twitch, I do some content creation on YouTube, things like that. You constantly have to look to evolve, or the current medium that you're in, you can't just keep doing the same thing over and over, or eventually your audience may or may not stay with you. They may move on to something else. So it's not that we're abandoning the podcast audience. We wouldn't be here right now if we were, but we do want to try new and different things. And I think the big thing about trying new things is be prepared to fail. You're not going to succeed until you fail. I fail a lot. So, you know, you have to get used to failure so that, you know, you will find that one thing that you're actually good at so you can succeed. So,
oh, yeah. And that's an amazing point. And you lead right into the Messengers, too. So a lot of people don't know we started shooting yesterday and today, the second film called The Messengers 2. We just interviewed them for it. But the entire point of the second film is the growth of an industry. And they are the epitome of this. What he just said is the epitome of the next film, which is for podcasters. I'm now speaking to podcasters brand new that just launched today, and Zach right there that launched a podcast a year ago. You have to evolve. If you learn nothing at PodFest, and what he said encapsulates our whole movie and this entire PodFest, which is there's so much technology right now that if you stay with just your podcast, you don't expand to YouTube or you don't do live streaming, you're dead in the water. Dead in the water. Just stop right now. And they are an amazing example of that. And I want to leave some time for Q&A. So I want to play, Danny, if you could lead us into this real quick.
This is, I'm going to show you two clips, very short, from the documentary. So this is from Rob Walsh from Libsyn.
Yeah,
check it out.
He's the vice president of the largest podcast hosting company. They are...
He engages with his audience. And that's what I try, you know, I try to tell people. Podcasting, word of mouth, it's all about the community. You have to build that in community. He goes out to E3 and he go out there and film and meet up with people. They have meetups. Danny knows his audience. And I don't even know if he would call him an audience. I think he'd call him his family.
That is so true. That is so true.
And second one is Dave Jackson.
Dave Jackson hosts the schoolofpodcasting.com, legendary podcaster.
Danny Pena is one of those unique people again that started so early. I mean, the guy's walking around with a cassette deck to actually start building his own.
Viejo logo.
And he could care less about iTunes, could care less about most everything else that everybody was focusing on the technology, on his microphone and all that stuff. He's all about connecting with his audience. And that's what he did over and over and over again.
Like I said, get out the house and meet people. You know?
Wow.
So this is my favorite part. Fan mail. So I want people to ask those questions, whatever, about GTR, podcasting. Yeah.
We're
go from there.
Open it up to everybody.
Let's do it. Oh, we have a surprise too.
Oh.
Yeah. Hold on. Where is it?
We have a surprise.
Couple surprises. Best questions, we get a free speaker hat from Atari.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
From Atari.
Bluetooth. Yeah, so shout out to Atari.
Let me get down there and ask a question.
Yeah. Let me go over here. I want one, too.
And wait, we have more stuff here, too. We have T-shirts, too. Right, Pete?
Hey, listen, while they get that going, I want to have sort of a closing statement because I want to really leave it up to you. At some point, I wanted you guys to take over and get all your questions answered. I just want to thank you guys. You guys are an amazing example to podcasters everywhere. And I had such an honor to follow them around. It's fun as can be, man. It was so great. Thanks for having me in L.A. What I want to tell you guys and what I think that they stand for end of day, I've watched them on Twitch. I like to watch them argue and disagree and to have their fun is they love doing this. And tell me I'm wrong. They love doing this. I hear them say it all the time. We love what we do. And I just want to encourage you, if you're a podcaster like Michelle, day one, she hasn't even launched yet. When they start, I tell them, you better love this. You better love this for a long time because if you're going to get into podcasting just to get out of podcasting, you're doing such a disservice to all the millions of listeners. Imagine the little kids, there's some in your family, that listen to them that are going to grow up in 5 years and they're going to go to high school or college and grew up with gamertag like I grew up with Fat Albert. Like, I look at cartoons and things that I grew up with as a child that I say, oh my God, I grew up on Voltron or Transformers. There's going to be a generation of kids that were born with an iPod that are going to say, that's gamertag, man. I grew up on gamertag radio. And maybe they don't realize that there's some kid just like Paris that sees Paris and goes, man, I can do what he does. So please, if you're podcasting, remember that. Don't think of today. Think of 7 years from now when my daughter's 10 and says, I grew up on Gamertag Radio.
Oh, by the way, the documentary is going to be totally free.
Yeah.
Twitch and YouTube.
There you go.
All right, totally free.
So big round of applause for the guys from Gamertag. We're going to open it up for questions.
Please
speak nice and loud so they can hear you, and we'll take them one at a time.
Oh, wait, I think you have a mic? All right.
Okay. You want me to just hold it to them? Or?
All right.
All right, just pass it to each other.
Pass it around. We have family here, right?
All right.
There you go.
and please go easy on them, guys. They're very sensitive.
All right.
Ed, all right. Go ahead. So one of my initial podcast attempts was with a friend of mine. And after three episodes, we're no longer friends. So what's the best advice?
What the heck were you podcasting about?
Yeah, it was. Dude heckled my wedding. Yeah. Anyhow, so just out of curiosity, what's the biggest challenge with having co-host, and what's the biggest challenge with, were you friends before and that's how it started, or did you just become friends after you started working together?
I mean, man, how many co-hosts I had throughout the years? Oh my God, a lot. And the way how I found them was through events or playing online, and I got to know them, you know? And the thing is that I think it's super important, get somebody that if you go on vacation, you go on vacation with this person, once you leave, you miss that person.
Yeah.
It's true, because we travel all the time, and when we're together, it's like this cool vibe with the whole crew, you know? But once we go back home, it's like, oh man, you know, gotta stay in touch through Skype, yeah, or Discord.
I'll call Neil.
Yeah. but you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's super important too. But I think if you want to find another co-host, events like PodFest, other events too in the future, you're going to meet somebody that's probably hungry like you that want to start doing, you know, a content creator, you know? So I think that's super important.
Yeah, great question. Great question. Yeah. Anybody else? Michelle?
I wanted to actually add to that. Staying respectful. That's going to be probably the most important thing. These two, and I'm going to use Paris's favorite word, a-holes. While I'd probably say the three of us are probably alpha mentality. So when one of us has, you know, something that we want to get across, we have no problem saying it to each other. And that's the most important thing, is that we'll be honest with each other, but we'll also be respectful. You know, we know when not to cross that line. You know, he has no problem saying, hey, I'm shutting it down for, you know, 4 or 5 hours. I don't want to talk to anybody because I'm in the middle of something and I don't want to deal with you. But it's very, very important that you stay professional, you stay respectful, but you stay truthful, not only to yourself, but to whoever's going to be your podcast host.
Good answer.
Any other questions?
Michelle?
You want to, Paris wants to say something?
See, it's just like the podcast.
Oh!
Right along. Let's say nothing.
God,
I mean, Peter summed it up pretty well, I think, as far as the way I think about it. I would just add in that, yeah, we don't always get along. It does not happen. But I never had a brother growing up, so they're about as close as it's going to get for me. So I tend to think if I did have a brother, we probably wouldn't get along all the time either. But if they ever needed me for anything, I'm there. It's not even a question. And I think as far as the co-host thing, going back to what you're talking about, I think it's very important to, you don't have to be friends when you start, but at some point you need to be friends. It shouldn't be a business arrangement if you're doing this long term. There should be some after hours communication, like Danny said, happening between you and the co-host. We all talk every day.
I'm sure someone, I don't know where she went, but over there that will 100% agree. But we talk all the time. Danny and I will just randomly hop on the phone to talk about nothing.
Like, what do you want?
Yeah, I'm always, what do you want? Stop calling me. But
sounds like a marriage.
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, I just think it's very important to be friends to do this. Yeah. And, you know, it's definitely made our friendship even stronger. Because like I said, we were friends even before I was a part of the podcast. But once I joined, our friendship became even stronger.
Like both and, on.
Yeah, really. So, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
Wow, great answer.
There was a question here.
We have time for one or two more.
Yes.
How many?
Is it on? Okay.
How many?
A few more.
Okay.
I just have a question. You guys are super humble, and I just want to know how, with you guys being like famous, because you are famous, everybody's kind of like, oh my god, everywhere you go, everyone wants to meet you guys.
Give her the shirt.
How do you know?
I told you.
Here you go.
And I don't even know how to turn a gaming system on. But how do you manage to stay humble when you got all these people like dropping at your feet and trying? Like, how do you manage that to still stay humble and not be like, oh man, I'm the shit? And like some of the podcasters, there's people, not only podcasters, but people who take it to their head and they're like, oh well, I'm better than you.
So how do you control
how do you control that and manage it and still be so humble?
No, I can answer that one because it's something we talk about all the time. I call it respect the process, because in the gaming industry, it's not just, hey, I want free games and I want to talk to whoever. There's a lot of people that are a part of that puzzle that can make an interview happen. As an example, there's PR people that you have to deal with. There's marketing people that you have to deal with. There's actually the developers that makes the games themselves that you need to deal with. You know, there may be the person that works at the door, a reception when you come to a studio that you have to deal with. And, you know, and this is something my mom taught me years ago, but, you know, show the same respect that you want shown to yourself, right? And I just think that's the way it goes. So even when you say staying humble, like you said, oh, you're famous. I am not famous. I don't know where that comes from. I don't think that at all, because at the end of the day, we're all just people. Your opinion is no better than mine. And that's all this is up here is an opinion. And trust me, there's a lot of people on Twitter that don't like my opinion. But that's okay. That's okay. But you know, as long as you're respectful when you're saying, I disagree with you and here's why I disagree with you, let's have a conversation about Absolutely. It. So even we're walking around here, wherever, and people are coming up to me, I'm not, well, I'm Paris and who are you? I'm Paris. Ooh, why do you want to talk to me? I'm no one. You know, that's how I always think, and I always will think that way. So I don't know. It's just, this is just fun. That's the way I look at it. You know, if people want to sit in a room and pay attention to us, that's great. But that opinion back there, your opinion, anyone's opinion matters just as much as the opinions up here.
Good answer.
And also, don't forget where you came from too. Because that's a lot of people, they get to like a higher position. That's it. They think they're better than everybody else. I always been the same. Always. And them too. So.
And I can vouch for that one. Next question.
Oh, wait. He was been raising his hand for the longest.
Can we get you real quick, buddy?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to ask this in Spanish, just saying.
En español, por favor.
Un momento, por favor. Me llamo Dave. No, that's as far as I got. First things first.
You did better than me.
Yeah, like, it's good. Yeah.
I want to congratulate you guys on your consistency. 734 episodes is nice. No easy task.
Thanks, man.
So that's first. I can say with experience, the longer you do this, the more offers come to you, the bigger stages, the great partnerships come to you. But I want you guys to talk about the grimy and the ugly. Like, what is the worst financial mistake or the worst deal you got into that if you had a time machine or if you look back on it, you're like, maybe we shouldn't have done that?
That's a great question. He gets
they have a lot of those, I think, buddy.
I'm trying to remember. I bought this this recorder because it was really cheap at Best Buy. And the reason why I got that, because before I used to record everything on cassette recorder. I used to take it to like events and stuff. So I took this recorder to E3. It was like maybe my second year of E3. And the quality of that was horrible. horrible. And the reason why I thought it was going to like work out, I saw it was really cool. It was MP3s. I could transfer to my computer. But the thing was, it was cheap and the mic was super sensitive. So I think to me that was like my worst. I recorded, I'm talking about like great interviews and you hear background noise like crazy.
If that's the worst,
that was the worst decision I think. I think that's the one that comes up in my mind right now. So, yeah.
I don't know about financial, but I mean, Danny mentioned a bit about it earlier on. He lost his hard drive. It failed. Not having a proper backup of your hardware. Mm-hmm. It's an electronic equipment. It will fail at one point sometime. So just, and you know, Paris and I come from an IT background. So, you know, the first words out of our mouth are backup, backup, backup. So, you know, if you've got a hard drive with stuff on it, you should have a second hard drive with that stuff on it as well in case that first one or the second one fails.
Great advice for everybody.
Other than that, and I know you working with video files, yeah, that's your bread and butter.
All we do.
You know, I've been to events. I've heard people, actually, I went to the 24 Hours of Daytona like 2 weeks ago. And somebody was doing, somebody had been doing video at one of the racers, you know, pits, and his hard drive failed. Or actually, it was his SD chip
card,
failed.
Right.
He lost all his footage. So he had interviews, I think, with Christian Fittipaldi and, you know, with someone else. Gone. And that opportunity, there's no recovery, right? There's no recovering lost data. So that's what I would probably say is the most important thing on our part.
Yeah. David, you had a question? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Trying to get as many people's questions in as possible. And here we go again. Just keep the mic, Paris.
No, I think we should just go to the next question.
But Paris gets to answer the next question first.
You're all gamers. What is your favorite system and why? From, you know, back to Atari up until what's now. What would be your favorite system?
And why? Well, thank you.
Here we go.
Just system or can I say game?
You can say game, whichever one brings you the most joy.
Game would definitely be Super Mario Brothers 3 for the NES.
Yeah, buddy.
system?
Don't get him started on that.
It's tough. I mean, that's tough. I would, ironically enough, you know what? It's probably the Xbox 360 when I really think about it, because I've had so many memories on that system, Xbox Live, and it's allowed me to meet so many amazing people. I'm literally not sitting here without Xbox Live or the 360. So, you know what? Favorite gaming moment I ever had was I went to, it was called Zero Hour. It was the launch event for the Xbox 360 over in, I'm thinking I'm in California, Florida now, in Palmdale. It was in California. And I went to that, and that was before I was a podcast or anything. And, it was 24 hours in an aircraft hangar for 24 hours. We just got to play all the launch games. So that would be like just this amazing moment. So yeah, I would say System 360.
Danny,
I'll do this one quick. Two, I love the Atari 2600 because it reminds me of my grandmother and, the Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah.
I think it was ahead of its time.
That's the
reason why I started internet radio, because of that system and my favorite game of all time, Phantasy Star Online. Yeah. Playing online, 56K modem. I interacted a lot with community members through a keyboard, and that's how helped me to come up with the idea of doing an internet radio show in 2001 because of that system and game.
Pete?
All right, I'm going to go old school Excitebike.
Wow.
On the Nintendo.
Damn, that is
a game that even to this day, if I see that on a screen or
love
with a controller
game
available, I will gravitate to that automatically. Yeah. Even with
great game.
1,000 plus hours in Destiny, 500 hours in PUBG, and all the new games that are coming out, Excitebike is the one that always drags me in every time. As far as a console, I would agree with Paris, Xbox 360. I still have friends today, people that I've met once in the 12 plus years of me playing games with them online. You know, and I have my friend Flynn. I introduced you to Flynn a couple of weeks ago in San Francisco. We met for the first time personally, like face-to-face for the first time after playing with each other for 8 years.
Wow. I love it.
No, actually, we have someone out here who, you know, say hi, Desiree.
Hey, Desiree.
You know,
hey,
I believe her and her husband met on Halo.
Nice. I love Halo.
You know? So, you know, you never know who's on the other side of the microphone.
Wow. Well, listen, guys, we're being kind of told that we have to start wrapping this up in a second because the film is going to screen soon, and we want to also make sure people have a chance to see that. Is there any other questions?
Any other question? One more? All right. There you go. Back.
Thank you.
Can we get her too after? If it's okay.
We'll try. And the guys will be here if they want to hang back a few minutes when we're done. You guys are free to come up to them.
Yeah.
Right, buddy.
Okay. You guys have a lot of charisma when you're doing your show. What's your thought process that you have when you're deciding on a topic that you know everyone will be passionate about to talk about, and the conversation will keep rolling and it won't go stale?
You know, it's crazy. The past,
I already know.
The past few weeks, we've been freestyling the show. And the reason is because we have a listener. His name is Keon. Shout out to Keon. He calls all the time. Every time we release an episode, he's a truck driver. So the next day he'll call us. All right, I have an opinion. I have another question. But he brings up these questions that it creates a debate with us. So that's the thing I love. Yeah, we talk about news and stuff. But the thing that I love the most is answering questions from our listeners. Because, man, they come up with some great questions that will create a great conversation.
You. They know how to trigger you.
Yeah. So.
But one last question, guys.
As the microphone moves over to her, I'll say real quick. Another thing when you ask to think about just charisma and all that, I think it's very important. Just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just be yourself. Don't go on the podcast and become a character or feel like you need to hit certain topics because that's what the audience needs to hear. If you're not happy, if you're not having fun, what's the point of doing the podcast, right? Like up here right now, I'm just being myself. I will get off of here and rag on him once we get off. It's just
like normal.
Yeah, just like normal. That's what we do, you know? So, yeah, I think that's very important to the charisma thing. Yeah. If you're being you, that will show on the podcast. If you're pretending to be something else, that will show as well.
And that'll fade on and off, and people will notice as well.
And you had a question.
Hi. I haven't started a podcast yet, but I hope to start one about video game music. And I'm just wondering, like, how do you stay focused on a project? Because I feel like I have so many ideas at once. And, I want to start a video game orchestra in Florida or, you know, just so many things.
How do you focus?
Write them down. You know, it's probably the easiest way. Follow the ones that you have the most passion about. Because those are the ones that, as Paris was saying, the real you will come out. Right. Don't worry about what impression you're going to put on people. Don't worry about who you're trying to impress. You know, it's a common theme that we're always talking about: being original, be yourself. And you know, the one, like, you could have five or six passion projects. I play guitar. I like dance music. You know, I like hip hop. I play video games. You know, those four have nothing to do with each other. But they're things that I love and that I'm passionate about. I spent an hour and a half playing guitar this morning, you know, for the first time in, you know, like 3 years. My fingers are still hurting for it. But it was something that, you know, the real me came out again, right? It was like, wow, I haven't played guitar in so long. I relearned a song I hadn't played in like 15 years. But yeah, that's just follow those passions, because that might be the next thing that just might be what people are looking for. Somebody that was in here earlier, Glenn, he has this amazing podcast about horse ranches. Yeah. You know, and it's the most niche thing that explodes because there's nobody else doing it. So if you have a passion project that you want to approach, mm-hmm. go for it. Do it. Throw your energy towards it. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, you stand back up and you go again. And I said this on the messengers. You will fail. And the most important part is how you step up and move past that failure and succeed. You get
up. It's ironic that you said passion. Today we were interviewing Harry Duran of Podcast Junkies, and we asked him, if the iPod is extinct and you had to change the name of podcasting, because technically, by definition, podcasting is extinct. The word iPod is gone. What would you call it? And his answer was passion casting. Like, you should, it sounds funny, but you should be podcasting because it's your passion. And so follow your passion, because that will drive you when you're bored of it, when it feels that way. And so, guys, I want to thank the Gamertag guys.
Please, Neil, hold on. There's one thing that he wants to mention very, very quick?
Absolutely. Yeah,
quick story. I won't hold you hostage. I'll try and do this really quick because I think this is very relevant because I was kind of joking about this before we actually started. So when you watch the documentary, you will see a video of me, and then we made poke fun of me in another video on Twitch the other day where I'm doing an on-camera interview. And I got the mic out here because I'm so nervous to talk to people, right? And then in this other video, the camera's there. I'm here the whole time. I would not look at that camera because I was very nervous about being on camera and I wasn't used to it. So flash forward to about 2014, I think it was, Halo 5 is about to come out, or the Halo Master Chief Collection actually is what was about to come out on the Xbox One. And Bonnie Ross, she is the head of 343 Studios. We were in a presentation with her, myself and Danny. And at the end, Danny turns to me and go, "Hey, should we interview her?" "Hey, why not?" Almost done. And I'm like, "Hey, why not? You know, let's interview her." Thinking Danny's about to do it since he brought it up. And then he goes, he quickly gets Bonnie over there. I'm standing there to the side and he goes, "Hey, Paris, my voice, I can't." Handing me the mic. And I'm literally. And to this day, I have never listened to this interview because in my head, it was the absolute worst thing I've ever done. I will never listen to it ever. Funny story. The next year, we're at E3 and we're at a private event and we run into Bonnie Ross and I tell the story and she says something to me that I think is very important. She goes, "I was probably more nervous than you were."
Yes.
"Because I'm always nervous when I have to do an interview because I'm afraid I'm going to screw up." And we both laughed and went on our way. But that really stuck with me that, oh my God, she's just a person too. And since then, which probably is why I'm so animated up here and I'm talking to you guys now, that sticks in my head. You're all just people too. There's no reason to be nervous or afraid to talk to anyone. And ever since that happened, I feel like it's really helped me with my face-to-face social skills as far as being on camera and interviewing people and things like that. So I just want to tell the story real quick. You don't have the whole hostage anymore.
Danny,
thanks,
everyone. Last closing thoughts? Any last comment you want to make?
No, I just want to say thanks. This is our first time in 13 years that we recorded in front of an audience, so that's cool. Yeah. And the 25th, the movie, just watch on Twitch, YouTube. It's on our 13th anniversary, the 25th of this month.
Well, thanks. Right? Before we leave, we want to definitely assign the prizes. I want to thank you guys for letting me host this. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
How do you want to give these away?
I like the question on the back. You got me thinking, man. I stayed quiet for a while.
Do the Atari.
There you go, man.
Congratulations. Yeah.
But wait, we have enough for everybody else? Yeah.
So I have 4 shirts here. They're 4 of the Gamertag Radio shirts. These were actually limited edition. These do not, I'm wearing an enhanced shirt. This is one of our inside jokes. But this is a limited run. These will never be seen again. So I'm going to give out 4 of them. I have no idea who I'm going to give them to, so I'm going to leave that up to Paris.
On the spot. No, people that ask the questions. Yeah, right?
Exactly what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
If you ask the question, raise your hand.
You have enough? Another one over there?
I got 4. So
4? Him. Pete over there.
Yeah.
Get him one.
Well, everybody, as we wrap up, just remember, check out GamertagRadio.com. We look forward to the documentary.
Yeah.
And if you're interested, right across the hall, they're going to screen the film that started it all for us, The Messengers.
Can we take a quick selfie, all of us?
Yeah.
I'm the selfie king. I love
it. Do it.
All right, let's do it real quick.
Quick photo, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.